Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has sent Donald Trump's immunity case back to a lower court in Washington. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports.
The Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents can be immune from prosecution for acts they took while in office. But in the case of former President Donald Trump, it is leaving to a lower court to decide whether he can be prosecuted on charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome makes it unlikely that a trial could be held before the November election.
The justices have ordered the trial judge to figure out how to apply the decision to the Republican ex-president's case. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the court's decision makes a mockery of the principle no man is above the law. Trump calls it a big win. Senate Democrats are proving to be President Biden's strongest supporters in the wake of his poor debate performance last week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Calls have arisen inside the Democrat ranks to replace Biden as the party's nominee, fearing he cannot win after his diminished health was on full display in the debate. None of those calls, though, are coming from inside the U.S. Senate. That's where Democrats say Biden remains the party's best shot at defeating Donald Trump in November. Democrat Ben Cardin told reporters, quote, Joe Biden might have had a bad evening, but we don't want four bad years under Donald Trump. Biden served in the Senate for 36 years before being tapped as vice president for Barack Obama. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from much of Gaza's second largest city, Khan Yunis. Monday's order is a sign that Israeli troops could soon return to the southern city. It's also an indication that Hamas has regrouped there. On Wall Street, the Dow by 50 points, the Nasdaq rose 146. This is SRN News. Tennessee prays.
Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution urging residents to pray every day in the month of July for God to heal the state. The resolution mentions, quote, violence committed upon its citizens by other citizens, violent crime in the schools, and the flow of deadly fentanyl and other drugs. The Tennessee resolution recalls similar calls to prayer and fasting by presidents, governors, and members of the Founding Fathers, dating all the way back to the birth of this country. Officials in other states say they might follow Tennessee's lead on the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they're determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the restive region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished higher and yields jumped as election drive swings in financial markets worldwide. Some of the world's strongest action was in Paris, where stocks jumped after election results bolstered financial markets' hopes for a gridlock government that won't drive up its debt. U.S. Treasury yields jumped a second day after a presidential debate last week pushed traders toward moves in anticipation of a possible Republican sweep in November. The Dow was up 50 points to finish at 39,169. The Nasdaq gained 146 to 17,879. The S&P 500 adding 14 points to 5475. New York oil rose $1.84 to $83.38 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.